Nearly 400 runners are in California this weekend to compete in the Western States Endurance Run. The race starts in Squaw Valley and ends 100 miles away in Auburn. Pam Reed is one of the racers, and before she laced up for the competition, she spoke to us for our summer reading series. Every month, Pam Reed runs one or two ultramarathons, races that are longer than 26.2 miles. Next month, Reed plans to run in California's Badwater Ultramarathon, a 135-mile race from Death Valley to Mount Whitney. The first time she ran the ultramarathon in 2002, her friends and family worried that she might die on the course. A friend gave her a copy of To the Edge, Kirk Johnson's recollection of competing at Badwater.
He was a rookie, and he wrote his experiences. And I read that book, but in my opinion, boy, it was amazing he even got out there to do it, because he definitely could have died.
Reed went on to break the women's course record at Badwater that year. She's found inspiration in another memoir by a woman who also looks for extraordinary physical challenges. Swimming to Antarctica by Lynn Cox describes how Cox discovered as a child that she had an unusual talent.
She swims these unbelievable distances in freezing cold waters without wetsuits, which is, you know, it was her niche. Everybody at the pool when she was a child had to get out of the water. They were purple and freezing, and she flourished in that environment. So she just decided to take it to unbelievable levels.
Not all of the adventure books that Reed enjoys end so happily. Her favorite book in recent memory is Into Thin Air, John Krakauer's account of an expedition on Mount Everest led by two experienced climbing guides.
About 8 people died. A big storm came in, and they didn't listen, and they paid a huge price for that. And actually, the famous climber, the guides, died. I have a really hard time understanding how anybody could climb Mount Everest when the chances of dying are so high. And I guess other people may say that about me, but I look at running as much more safe than that.
Whether she's trying to improve her training regimen or spending time with her husband and her children and stepchildren, Reed also likes self-help books. A favorite is The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands by radio personality Laura Schlesinger. Reed doesn't always agree with Dr. Laura, but she occasionally returns to the book for advice.
Actually, my husband bought it for me, so that might be he's trying to tell me something, but it helps me come back to thinking about my marriage, and as in running and in the amount of running I do and the amount of traveling I do, it can be a strain on my marriage and my family.
Weekend edition summer reader Pam Reed. She's competing this weekend in the Western States Endurance Run in Northern California. When not running long distances, Reed earns her living as director of the Tucson Marathon. To learn more about our summer reading series, please visit our website, npr.org.